Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Well, the priest from a different diocese here in Michigan once told me about an experience that he had at a family's house for dinner. While they were at table, the daughter asked her mom and dad a question about one of her friends in the neighborhood. And she asked, why do so-and-so's parents not love her? And her parents were surprised at the question and asked, why would you say that? And her response was because they let her do whatever she wants. And that's an amazing response from a child, right? This child, maybe in the sixth or seventh grade, perceived that it actually wasn't a good thing for her friend to do whatever she wanted and whenever she wanted to do it. Our second reading today, St. Paul tells us that all the commandments of the law are summed up in one saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The commandments that he gives as examples are all proscriptive. That is, they tell us what not to do. Right, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, etc. In other words, they all have the word no. So the Lord is saying through St. Paul here that authentic love necessarily involves some restrictions. I think what makes that child's perception of her friend's parents so remarkable is that I would guess that most children would say that the more things that their parents let them do or more things that they are allowed to get away with maybe shows them that their parents must love them more. Right, in fact, right, the other day we celebrated the feast of Saint Monica, a great mom saint. She's the mother of Saint Augustine. And when I had the chance to speak to the kids at our school, before telling them what made St. Monica so great, I asked them, right, what made their moms so great. I would say like maybe half of their responses were something like, my mom checks on me when I'm sick. My mom helps me when I don't know how to do something. And then like the other half were responses something like, my mom lets me eat candy. My mom lets me play video games. And don't get me wrong, candy and video games are not bad in themselves, right? I like candy too. But those kids in school, they were in school that day because at some point, right, their mom had to say, it's time to stop playing video games. It's time to go to school. There had to be a no involved with that. St. Paul says, love does no evil to the neighbor. Right? True love recognizes that there are things that harm the beloved. Rather than doing evil, love does good by protecting that person who is loved. In our first reading, the Lord tells the prophet Ezekiel that he is a watchman. And a watchman was someone who would be in a watchtower in order to protect a city from danger. If they observed a potential threat, then they would warn others about the danger. But Ezekiel wasn't a watchman for a city. He's actually writing this while the people were in exile, like away from the city of Jerusalem. And the Lord appointed Ezekiel as watchman for the house of Israel. I would say that being a watchman for a people in exile is actually a much more difficult thing than being a watchman of a city. Because people in exile are much more at risk of losing hope, right? At risk of losing their faith in God. And if we're honest with ourselves, right, being Christian, being Catholic in our society today feels more and more like we are in exile. I think we've all noticed this sort of like unraveling of the moral fabric of our society. As Christian principles that our country was founded on seem to erode over time. It's not easy to be a watchman now. A watchman over the faith and the hope, especially of children. So to all the parents out there, like who have chosen to become watchmen for their children, or to pass on the Catholic faith in your families, although it's a difficult thing to do, know that it is worth it. And our bishop, I think, perceives this need to strengthen the family. And Bishop Boye this month is beginning his year of the family. And every bishop, right, is an overseer, is a watchman for his diocese. Even that word bishop in the Greek really means overseer. Like he's able to see things that maybe all of us are not able to see. I think he sees the need to strengthen parents and their role of being watchmen in their families. Just as Ezekiel was a watchman of the house of Israel, right, every parent is a watchman in their house. And it's a heroic task to be a parent and to be a watchman for your family. And I know I'm certainly grateful for my mom and dad teaching me from the difference between right and wrong. Although it wasn't ever easy or ever fun to be corrected, I know now that it was because they loved me. So I praise parents for having that courage to pass on Catholic faith and morals to their children. Finally, in the gospel passage for today, Jesus teaches us how to correct someone who's close to us. First, he says to tell them. Right? So often, when someone sins against us, we tell everyone but the person. But just as a parent needs to confront a child out of love, right, sometimes we need to confront others who need correction out of love, right, to win back that brother or sister. And that's different than just being nice to people. I think it's good to have this distinction between, right, being nice and what true kindness is. Because sometimes we can fall into the thinking that I need to be nice to everyone, which means to say I need to approve the behavior and words of everyone, no matter what they say or what they do. I need to give them this approval, whatever it may be. Whereas true love, true kindness, right, has the courage to point out a fault in another. But not because we don't like the person, but because we love them, that we want them to come back on the, the straight and narrow way, the path of life, right, the path that Jesus offers to us. So may we, when we have this heart, right, this heart that is also able to receive correction ourselves, knowing that when we do receive correction out of love, it's a good thing for us. And then to have the courage, right, whether we're parents or whoever might be in our close and that sphere of influence, the people who are close to us, who are around us, or to truly love them, or to have the courage just to speak up when someone's on the wrong path, right, to win them back to the path of life that Jesus opens to us and offers to us freely.